It's Carson in the Morning on KCMO.
It's parade day, ladies and gentlemen, and it is going to be pandemonium downtown along the route. Estimates of the 85 parade, 200,000 people. Estimates of the 2015 parade, who knows? Who knows? But it's going to be big. People are already gathering along the parade route. And you want to get down there early if you want to get close to them. Although you won't be able to get as close as an 85. An 85 was you could actually stand in the street and touch the Royals' car as it drove by, or even the Royals. It's not 1985 anymore. They don't do that anymore. So you'll have to stand behind barricades and be well behaved. And they say there won't be as much paper this year either. So, listen, I'd use it if I had an office downtown. I'd use it as an excuse to get rid of every bit of scrap paper I had in the office. There, no, it's confetti. It's confetti.
Did you mention the fires it caused last time?
Yeah, I did. It caused some, car fires, right? I mean, it wasn't anything major, right?
No. Well, one was pretty bad. Right near where we were standing. I forget who was in the car.
Yeah.
But it was
It honestly, caught fire. I know it was one of the Royals, and it took three firefighters to extricate him from the convertible.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he could have burned.
Well,
it's just not. It was not good, man. So
what do we do instead of throwing confetti? I was excited. I mean, you see all the old-timey pictures. That's right, old-timey,
yeah,
1985.
Yes.
I was born in 86, so that's when the world began, according to me.
Yeah.
I see those photos from 85 of just the streamers and confetti everywhere and just everybody. It looks like it's snowing practically. I mean,
yeah.
I love that shot. I want to be part of that. That's why I want to go down. I want to experience that. What am I going to do? Is it like weddings where you can't throw rice anymore because it's not environmentally friendly to birds? Because I think the birds eat the rice and then later die.
They're hungry 30 minutes later.
So now, Dennis is the worst. Let's get him off the show. We need Dennis off. No. So instead of rice.
Just no. Go to
They give you bubbles now at weddings.
Oh,
you go
bubbles.
You blow bubbles. Or sparklers. You do the sparklers. That's what you do instead of rice. Because
there's a politically incorrect term for how that is. That is so.
Is it political?
It's politically correct not to say it.
Oh.
But it is.
Okay.
You need to go to Home Depot, get a big old 50-pound bag of birdseed. That's what you need to do. And take it down to the parade and just take cups of it and just throw it. Just throw it out there, and you'll have the best-fed pigeons in the history of downtown Kansas City.
I'm going to buy a big pack of sunflower seeds because those guys, did you see in the final game of the World Series? As you know, it's been a point of annoyance for me because sometimes I just get hyper-focused on something. I just can't let it go. So I was trying to time out how long it would take, you know, in between shots of people spitting on live TV, millionaires who are spitting incessantly.
Yeah.
I could not make it to 5 Mississippi without somebody just hawking a loogie right there on TV.
Yeah.
Mike Moustakas had a mouthful of sunflower seeds, started spitting them, and they would get caught in his beard down here. And on TV, they're just dropping out of his mouth. Sunflower seeds getting caught in the hairs of his beard. It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. And for some reason, we all, as passive baseball viewers, we should be writing into the commissioner demanding that he outlaw sunflower seeds because it's gross.
I think that's a way to replace the chewing tobacco. You know, you're still kind of, I don't know, maybe it's a
Them dip again. I would rather see somebody putting dip. I could explain that because the thing is, it's counterintuitive because you say, well, we can't have kids who look up to these players. We can't have the kids see them go off to the corner of the dugout and smoke a cigarette, or we can't have the kids see them put some chew in their mouth. It would be easier for me to explain to my 4-year-old son a guy putting dip in, because when I'd say the same thing I do when he sees somebody drink a beer. Oh, that's for adults. That's what I say. If I see somebody drink alcohol, that's an adult drink.
Yeah.
And he understands. Oh, okay, that's an adult drink. I'll do that when I'm an adult. He understands that. What do I say with the sunflower seeds? He can eat sunflower seeds. He likes sunflower seeds. I don't want him to be putting sunflower seeds in his mouth and just spitting them all over the floor.
All over the floor.
Ironically, by MLB eradicating chew from the game and replacing it with sunflower seeds, it's more difficult to explain to a young child, no, you can't. I know they do that on TV, but you can't spit all over the place.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
So you're going to take sunflower seeds down there.
And I'm just going to pelt Mike Moustakas. This is for making me have an awkward conversation with my son. girl with a big bag right in his face.
If you were down at the parade, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 576-7710, trying to get a hold of our buddy Brody, who works down the hall on 95.7 FM, and see how it's building down there. But it is going to get pretty nuts. There were families already camping out there. KCTV5 did a report on that, and we will hear a little audio from that.
I'm going to need employment papers for everybody, by the way. I don't want overregulation. I don't want the big bad government, but this is one of the times where if you can set up a tent on a Monday night going into a Tuesday in November, no holidays around right now, I just want to know. I just want to check your employment history. Yes. I just want to see. I have a couple of questions I want to ask you.
You know, yeah, you know, that's another advantage that the homeless have over us. You know, that they will have first dibs.
They're already there.
Of course, they slept there.
Yeah.
And probably didn't eat anything last night. But they always get first priority when it comes to parades on sidewalks. Little ridiculous.
I'm going to go down there with somebody from the welfare office and just somebody from SRS, just Child Protective Services. We're just going to go down. And I'm not saying that you're going to get arrested. If you thought it a good idea to set up a tent on a Monday night into a Tuesday in the middle of the work week, I just have a couple of questions.
All right, traffic and weather. First on the fours at 7:14.
Now back to Carson in the Morning on KCMO.
Seven 18, Tuesday morning, parade day. Parade starts at noon, wraps up at 2, Union Station. There will be about an hour-long presentation, and the players will speak. It's going to be really, really cool. Dave is driving down Grand right now, checking out the crowd gathering down there. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the Carson in the Morning Show, man. How's it looking?
Hey, well, I tell you what, Rob. I've come up Grand. I'm at 13th Street right now, right in front of Sprint Center. They got the barricades up. And they're starting to load up in front of the Sprint Center now.
Yeah.
They're starting to get a pretty good bet between 10th Street and up to 13th Street on Grand. It's pretty sparse.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's still not obviously a bad time. I think that things are going to start getting thick right at the end of our show.
But it looks like it should be a good time.
All right. It's a good time to get down there if you can get down there. Thanks for being our eyes. Our eyewitness news, eyewitness. There, Dave, we appreciate it.
Here's the KC Sports Commission's Kathy Milson.
Our main message to the public is to carpool and to arrive early. There is limited parking downtown, and you will need to be prepared, and most importantly, be patient.
Yeah. Don't even bother trying to drive down. Just don't. You won't find a spot.
Well, it's like one of those things where everybody's braced for the worst case scenario to such a degree that it might not actually be that bad. You know, I would never think of driving down there in a million years, and I know other people that would never do it, but because of that, actually traffic might not be that bad.
Yeah, I think that could
well
be
remember
true.
The like widely publicized it was in Southern California, they're shutting down like the 405, like the main highway down there in Los Angeles. They had to shut it down for a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
They're predicting that it was going to be all-time bad traffic in the history of the planet Earth, and it ended up being just fine because 50% of the people that took that route regularly went, well, I'm not going to mess with that today. So actually, it was a lighter day than normal.
Also, I do recall that last month there was a guy who leads a church, and he said that the world was going to end.
Yeah.
Don't believe it ended.
No,
so
it did not.
In that case, drive downtown. You're going to be fine.
Wait a minute. You guys said the world's going to end, and then the Royals win the World Series. Are we in purgatory? Is this real? Did we all die and we didn't know about it? Some sort of Matrix situation? Oh, no. Why would you bring that up?
Oh, man. So, Manny.
The ceremony, what? Closing ceremony today, Jesus just comes down. And hey, guys, I'm back. Here's your trophy. All right, we're all going. All right, come with me.
Here's a our special guest here, Sly James, introduce the Son of God, Jesus Christ, everybody. All right, everybody but Jared. Jared, your kid can come with us, but you're staying here. And you're going to get swallowed up by that giant crack that is growing in New Mexico. Have you seen that thing? Did you see? You've seen there's this giant crack in the earth that is forming. It's in Wyoming.
Oh.
And this thing is gigantic. And I've already had several emails saying, I think with tongue in cheek, that it is a portal to hell that's opening.
My parents spend a lot of time in Wyoming. They like that a lot. I wonder.
Have you called them lately?
No, we don't talk.
Oh, I was going to say. You might just go to voicemail. I'd be careful. You want to check on them, man.
They're in town this month, but they're going back to Wyoming next month. So
it's giant crack that's 750 yards long, 50 yards wide, and very deep, just opened out of nowhere.
Wow.
Fears of a possible volcano under the ground up there. So
that quietly, one of the most, I know we don't like to think about this, and for good reason. I don't like to think about it either, but we worry about homicides, and we worry about car crashes, and we worry about all these man-made disasters. You watch the news, and once a month, just a sinkhole opens up and just swallows a house,
yeah,
or swallows a car. Like,
yeah.
At any given moment, the earth can decide that it just wants to eat you.
Yeah.
What a horrifying way to go through life. I don't want to think about it. In fact, I can't believe I even brought it up on the radio.
But yeah.
Just this very moment, we could just, a sinkhole could open up and we could just drop into it and die.
And you know, on Halloween night, a giant asteroid passed between, well, near the earth, and it looked like the shape of a skull.
Yeah.
Okay, that gets a little weird. That's a little weird.
And NASA acted like it was no big deal. Like, oh, it was a little bit further than the moon's orbit. The moon orbit's pretty close.
Yeah, it's
I could see the moon every day.
It's a couple-day flight from here. But
sometimes in the daytime, I can see the moon. That's how close the moon is.
And did you notice it was shaped like a giant skull, and it flew over the Earth on Halloween? Just saying.
I hope there's more to that asteroid story that we didn't know. I hope that they ended up shooting Steven Tyler's daughter and Bruce Willis up there to just... I hope that there's some component that like will be declassified.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no. We sent Ben Affleck up there. He took care of the whole thing.
Now, coming up in a second, Maddie Mock's latest suspension has been explained. And I just want to ask you the question, do you think this is just for him? Or do you think it is over punishment? I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. We'll get you the details on what got him booted till the end of the season and maybe to the end of his career at Mizzou in just a second. Traffic and weather first on the fours at 724.
Got a slow pocket on the Missouri side. Looking 70 westbound at Lee Summit Road. Pretty solid through there. And other than that, don't have any other accidents across the metro. Not to report right now. I'm Wendy, KCMO traffic on the fours.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Today we'll begin with a little fog, maybe a little light mist or drizzle this morning, but the skies break up this afternoon. Southerly winds at 12 to 18 miles per hour and gusty, 69 degrees at lunchtime. Our high today works to a warm 73. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Gary Amble.
So Matty Mock has been suspended till the end of the season. He's starting quarterback for the Missouri Tigers. This is a pretty big deal. It gave a terrific opportunity for a young man from, I believe, it's from Independence. Isn't he Drew Luck, the guy who's
Lee
replaced
Summit,
him?
Wasn't it?
Oh, it was Lee Summit. You're right. No, nothing good ever comes out of Independence. I should have known that. That was your punchline, Jared. I know. I stole it. I apologize.
Steve stole it too. I'm very influential in hating on Independence. I had no idea.
Matty Mock's been suspended for the season, and that started on Sunday. He was involved in a drunken confrontation on Wednesday, hours after apologizing to his teammates. He went up to the field house, and that's on Broadway in Columbia. Great place. A great place to get drunk and get into a fight. He was involved in a drunken conversation, a confrontation with another patron that night, was kicked out of the bar, okay? So they don't know if it was physical or verbal, but Mock was asked to leave. There's no police record of the incident, but it prompted Gary Pinkel to reverse course less than a week after reinstating him and announced that he would be suspended for the season. So there's no police report. He got into a verbal or physical confrontation. And he's done. It is kind of telling that he would issue an apology that day and say he was straightening his act up and then go up and go to Fieldhouse and get blasted and get into a confrontation. The thing that I see is I don't see any police involved in this, and I'm not saying that the boy doesn't need to be disciplined. I just would hate to see his entire college career destroyed. I'm sure there are people saying, oh, Carson, you got to have some rules, and you got to have this, that. But I got to tell you, it is gutsy for Coach Pinkel to basically shoot the season in the foot by taking Matty off, because that's what he's doing. And he's shooting the season in the foot.
Yeah, they had an outside chance of doing anything with this season. But Pinkel did tell him and warn him, you know, when you get in trouble, you get reinstated, and then a couple days later you go out drinking, you know?
Yeah. I know. That's my.
I think Pinkel's doing the right thing. Maybe not for the record for the team, but, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He says, besides that, I want Drew Lock to be the quarterback. Let him grow into it.
Yeah, I do. And you know, he had set that great start, and he's a 19-year-old freshman.
Yeah.
And he will be a superstar. He's gotten probably snot kicked out of him the last couple
games. Yeah, their front line is not good.
He's like, you know, just out of high school. It's like, okay, so you guys can help me, right?
To echo Dennis about how Mizzou kind of had a they weren't going to tear it up. They're not going to win the national title this season. And
no.
They knew that, and they knew that they couldn't contend, I would say. And by the way, Gary Pinkel's own incentive. Earlier this year, they extended his contract to 2020. I think he makes, look at the salary. Let's see. His salary, base salary, is increased to $3.1
million. Nice.
It'll be over $4 million when you take into consideration all of the certain incentives that are triggered in his contract. So, Gary Pinkel, I say that to say, Gary Pinkel, no fear of losing his job.
Yeah.
In fact, he has quite a bit of job security. So, yeah. This is the – if you're going to take a stand and shoot a season in the foot, this is the one to do.
Yeah.
Something tells me if they were in contention for a national title and if maybe he was on the hot seat, hey, Gary Pinkel, if you don't win this season, we're firing you. Something tells me they would have overlooked this Matty Mock suspension, but that's just because I'm cynical.
Or make Mock move into the house with him so he can watch him at
right.
All times.
Yeah.
You're going to wear an ankle monitor. We're going to try to disguise it so it looks like one of those play things, but if anybody wonders why you're consulting your leg for the plays, we need to have an excuse ready to go.
I would like to see Matty Mock succeed. I wonder if... you know, suspending him for the rest of the season is going to hobble his potential as an eventual professional quarterback. That's the only thing. It's a pretty big way to punish a kid. I mean, to suspend him for the rest of the season. That's a pretty big bite out of your college career. You know.
Well, you have one job to do. Like, you're being kissed through. You're given a free education, and you're being kissed through a system. You probably don't even have to go to 50% of the boring classes that you don't even like. One job. Don't get hammered. Don't get in brawls.
I guess
two jobs. Don't get drunk at all, which I know that's a tough putt. Don't fight while you're drunk. That's less difficult in my mind. And if you can't not brawl when you're drunk, maybe you should be sat down.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Kids will be kids. I drank in college too, but I didn't get in fights, and I didn't have the weight of the world resting on my shoulders either.
I guess I'm sympathetic to drunks. That's why I like working with you so much. And I feel, you know, a kinship with this kid. Let's hope that Drew Lock could grow in the role and become a superstar in his own right. Okay, now coming up on the show, should there be any leeway for felons who've served their time to obtain a firearm in the state of Missouri? Yes, we're going to do a little gun action this morning on the radio program. Also, if you want to go see the Star Wars premiere, you can't take your lightsaber. We'll get into the details on that, as well as so much more. It's Carson in the Morning on a Tuesday parade day on KCMO.
Carson in the Morning on KCMO.
Absolutely beautiful day for a parade. And it's going to be out of control. I got a call from Grand Street and down near the Sprint Center, starting to get thick, but not on the parade route. Some people did the smart thing. Saw a report this morning, a guy rented a hotel room with his family rather than park on the sidewalk with their children from 3 in the morning. So that would have been a good idea, I guess, right? So it's going to be a heck of an event. It's going to be historical, and school's out all over the area, so kids can get down there. Haven't decided if I'm going to attempt it, and I don't think Jared has either, but we don't have the ability to be down there right now or before, you know, 10-ish or noon. Guns for felons in Missouri. Missouri Supreme Court is again considering whether convicted felons can possess guns. It's an interesting thought, and I'd love to know your thoughts on it at 576-7710. Should convicted felons in Missouri have the legal right to own and possess guns? Thousands of convicted burglars, thieves, drug dealers could win that right, depending on how the Missouri Supreme Court rules on three cases it heard arguments on last week. And this goes to the question of what is our criminal justice system there for, to rehabilitate or just to punish? It would assume, I mean, it would seem that it's pretty much there just to punish, but I haven't been in prison lately. In fact, I haven't been in prison forever. So I don't know how much rehabilitation goes on in prison. But if you look at the importance of the right to bear arms versus some of these nonviolent offenses that are considered to be felonies, is it fair to take away someone's ability to possess a firearm for the rest of their life? I was talking the other day about G. Gordon Liddy. I met him at a comedy night, and he's not a very funny man. Very intimidating and intense, yes, not funny at all. But anyway, he said, he's a felon, and he says he doesn't have any firearms. He can't have firearms. But his wife has the best collection of firearms in the history of mankind, so that there's a little bit of that. And I was looking at some of the felonies that are common in the country, the top 20 list of felonies in the U.S., drug abuse violations, and I'm assuming drug dealing, of course, property crimes, including auto theft, burglary, larceny, arson, theft, things like that. Those are pretty serious. It says here DWI. Is DWI always a felony? I guess it would depend on the state.
I think it depends on how many you get. I think if you get four or five, it becomes a felony.
Burglary is on there. Obviously, violent crime, disorderly conduct, assault, robbery, stolen property, possession of stolen property, forging and counterfeiting. So any of those will get you a felony.
Isn't this sort of this is the epitome of the tried and true argument, though, which is if you make guns illegal, bad people will find a way to get guns. Yeah. I mean, these are people that are known criminals. It seems like they would be able to at least have the connection if it was truly their intent to get a gun. I mean, that's what happens now, right? I mean, if you're on parole, you can't own a weapon. You can't have a firearm. Well, how come there's crimes that are committed by people that are in the system? You're connected. But the nature of being a criminal is you probably know how to get some of these things.
100%. Violent crime, manslaughter, whatever, all of that stuff, if you get out of jail and you've served your time, you're going to be able to get a gun anyway. That doesn't mean that the state should say you should have that. Now, I think there are degrees that perhaps a felony does not wholesale mean that you can't have a firearm the rest of your life. There are lessening degrees that are nonviolent.
Well, we obviously need prison reform needs to take place, and it needs to take place pretty soon. And I think people are slowly starting to wise up to that with all the nonviolent offenders that we have currently jailed. If you're talking about those people, that's ridiculous that you wouldn't be able to own a firearm. But I mean, look, if you're you can't vote while you're in jail, right? That's laid out by the Constitution, right? Your ability to vote as a human. Mm-hmm. Well, we stripped that right away from you. So it's not crazy for me to intellectually think, well, all right, you can't own firearms either if you've done X, Y, or Z. So you lose all sorts of rights when you go into the system, and I'm okay with that.
Studies have shown convicted felons pose a danger of future criminal activity to society, regardless of this type of felony, the type of felony for which they previously have been convicted.
Well, see, and that right there shows there's an issue with jail in the United States, period,
yes, exactly.
Which is instead of trying to rehabilitate, really you just get indoctrinated in a system. I mean, think about it. You're going to summer camp full of criminals. When I went to summer camp as a kid, I came back acting a lot like the people I went to summer camp with, and I was only there for 10 days. You know, started wearing my hat backwards, started chewing my gum a little different, started giving my a little attitude. I was emulating the people I was around for 10 days.
It gets a little bit worse when you're sodomized against your will in the shower room.
Held down, given a little teardrop tattoo.
Yeah.
That might change me. That might change my personality.
Being forced to drink some gin made in somebody's toilet. Now, you know, these little things, it's hard to
come back from that.
Yeah.
It's hard to lead a productive life after repeated rape and toilet gin.
Yeah, just be getting the snot kicked out of you every day, too. That's another thing.
Yeah, I don't think we do a great job in the United States of it's a philosophy difference. I think that I would like it. It would be nice if we could all get on the same page and decide just what jail is for. Is it a place where people go temporarily to get reprogrammed so they can come back and live productive lives in society? Or is it purely punitive where you just go away, no matter what the crime, we're just going to accept that we're going to throw away the key for a lot.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say even most, but for a lot of people. Once you get in the system at age 22 and a half, you're pretty much in that cycle of it's difficult to get out of it because there's certain jobs you're never going to be able to obtain.
Oh, yeah.
Places that just won't hire you, so now your income potential is capped. And I'm not saying you can't break out of that. I mean, there's plenty of examples of people that did bad things and broke out of that cycle, yeah. But most people do not,
yep.
It seems,
David
to this Roland, broadcaster.
David Roland is an attorney from the nonprofit Freedom Center, and he's arguing for the right for some felons to possess guns. He says, simply alluding to a study about the propensity of felons to commit future acts of violence is not the proof needed. Says the government has failed to put forward evidence showing that preservation of public safety requires that those convicted of nonviolent offenses must be deprived of their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. So if it's a nonviolent offense, to me, rather than just blanket saying felony, no gun, that's the same as the anti-gun crowd just saying guns are bad, guns kill people. That's the same kind of thing. I think that certainly some crimes merit never being able to have a firearm. If you got all shooty on someone, or you held up a bank with a firearm, or a convenience store, or you murdered someone, of course.
Well, by the way, this is one of those laws that is not really going to do anything, in my opinion. So while I might be inclined to agree with it, it's like, okay, good. Now let's move on to the real problem. I don't know if this is the real problem. I mean, I'm not sure that just blanket saying, okay, you're a felon, you can't own a gun legally, like, what's that going to do? You're probably going to be able to obtain that gun anyway.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
These are people that clearly have exhibited behavior saying they don't care about, unless it's just purely a tool that the state can use to add more time to somebody's sentence, which is a possibility. I mean, if you do get caught with a firearm, then it's an extra 10 years in the joint. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just a way for the state to say, okay, now we actually can lock you up, throw away the key.
All right. Very good.
Would you be okay with that? If they're using this law, though, not pragmatically because they think it'll prevent any shootings, but just because if there is a shooting, now we can get this person off the street? I think there are a lot of laws like that.
I think there are a lot of laws like that, yeah. But I also think that there is a real desire by some who've committed nonviolent offenses to be able to defend themselves and to be able to have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. So.
Well, in lighter news, I don't know if you've been watching the local TV stations.
What?
There's a parade, and it's all happiness. There's no doom and gloom in Kansas City.
Just no, there
isn't. Just sunshine and rainbows.
That's right.
You. What did you say this morning before the show?
Kansas City, if you watch a newscast, and nothing against the newscast, but if you watch the average newscast, it's like living in Pleasantville. It really is. It's
everything's happy here.
Everything's great.
Nothing bad has ever taken place in Kansas City.
It is. I mean, and listen, it's a great time to be in Kansas City, but it's so funny that everything's perfect on the news locally.
That's why we're here to bum you out by news of felons and mass shootings. And
right.
I have a little montage coming up. Let's do a montage.
Okay.
It's a happy day. Let's do a parade montage coming back.
All right, we'll do that. Traffic and weather first on the force.
Now back to Rob Carson on KCMO.
May not get this chance again. Treasure it. Live in the moment. Respect other people.
A local man accused of brutally murdering his mother.
Seemingly random shooting.
Her body was found in a brush pile.
One person is in critical condition after an early morning shooting.
Deadly shooting.
Murder and gunman arson.
Drive-by.
I love a parade. The tramping of feet. I love every beat. I hear of a drum.
I love this town, Rob. There's a parade. Have you watched the news? Nothing bad has ever happened in Kansas City because we have a good baseball team.
You know, it is, first of all, it's a great day to be in Kansas City. Second of all, it is amazing that during the last game of the World Series, all murder, all shootings, all robbery stopped. It did. It was just like, done.
Well, somehow during game one, my Jeep got stolen. They busted out the back window and just stole it right there.
Yes. But I'll tell you,
it with a screwdriver, Rob.
I'm glad. First of all, we're all glad that we are world champions. We get it. But if you watch the local news, it is so Pleasantville. And I don't want to be a pisser here, okay? But it's like, hello, everything's sunshine and light. Say, did you see those new shirts that the team unveiled? Yeah, you can have the same shirts that are worn by our winning team. Just get out and buy it. What's the weather looking like there, Spiff? You know what? It's looking mighty good for our World Championship Royals. and nobody was killed last night. Back to you, Steve. There's a lot of that. It's very, very... I'm just talking about the local TV, okay? Not people who are fans. People who are fans are awesome. They're huge fans. But local TV is so... They're just so high on everything right now. It's fantastic. It's really...
I think it's the ability to talk about something different. Maybe that's what it is.
Yes.
Like, this is the one chance where local TV can talk about it. Because for the most part, that's why I like doing what we do. People will ask me from time to time, oh, Jared, you're doing the news talk radio. Do you want to do TV? No. God, no. Hell no. I would never do TV because you don't have any freedom to talk about what you want to talk about. Like what I'm doing right now, just speaking off the cuff, having these things called ideas and then being able to share those ideas, there's no room for that in TV.
No.
Everything is scripted. Yeah. Everything is written out for you. Producers type things up, put them in a teleprompter, and you read the teleprompter. So I despite the fact that I'm exceedingly handsome and would do very well on TV, I have too many ideas. I'm an idea machine.
Yeah.
I'm a factory of ideas, and you can't do that on the news.
I get what you're saying with the it is a distraction, and a much-needed distraction from, you know, it's been a rough summer in the country. There's a lot of bad news to report, and I would assume after you leave that newsroom, it's like, geez, I have to cover another shooting. I have to da-ba-da. You know,
I think they're all really callous to the fact that there's shootings and murders, but there is a template. It's okay, start the show with latest murder, move on to weather, talk about sports briefly, back to another murder. Oh, there was an arson. Oh, there's a drive-by. Let's finish it off with another look of traffic and weather, report on another murder, and then we all go home. I mean, that's,
that's
basically
that's
the template for TV. So on this day, I think they're all excited that they can, you know, have somebody set up on the parade route and keep doing those live shots and talk about baseball for a while.
It is nice.
And, God bless them.
We hope to be checking with our on-the-street reporter, Brody, here in the next hour. See how things are looking. He works at our sister station, 95.7, that my daughter absolutely loves to listen to all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll hope to get in touch with him very shortly. Carly Fiorina is going to be on The View to address their very catty criticism of her looks during the debates. We'll have some audio for you and share the details on the appearance in a second.
Has she gotten a little thinner, by the way? Like it looks like her neck has... I don't know what's going on. It just seems like her neck's gotten a little tighter. Like maybe she's got a little shot of something or other. Is that wrong?
Really?
Is that mean for me to think? I criticize Donald Trump's appearance, too, so I know I'm not being misogynistic.
Right. We'll get into this in a second. Traffic and weather first on the fours at 7:54.
You got your normal slow-and-go pockets for this time of morning. No accidents to report. Downtown's the big news. Be prepared for a little rerouting down there because they got that parade thing happening. So seats are being set up now. Closed Grand 13th to Truman Road. I'm Wendy, KCMO traffic on the fours.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Today will eventually become a windy and warm day. In the meantime, a little patchy fog this morning. Light mist and drizzle is possible, too. Southerly winds at 12 to 18 miles per hour and gusty. 69 degrees at noon. Today's high, 73. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Gary Yamble.
Yesterday at this time, I had an hour and a half of sleep. From staying up late for the game, being awakened by the fireworks, and just generally being excited that the Royals won the World Championship. Last night, I slept beautifully. And I did it on my pillow. Absolutely, absolutely wonderful pillow. Interlocking fill that cradles your head in comfort. They're an exceptional pillow. And when a good night's sleep happens, you feel so much better. I feel so much better today. There's a two-for special, MyPillow.com. Just enter code KCMO, okay? MyPillow.com, enter code KCMO. They have some other products there, by the way. And the one my wife has been really bugging me about is the MyPillow topper for our bed. Because if MyPillow can do to a pillow top mattress what they do to pillows, amazing. But in the meantime, feel free to check out MyPillow.com, enter code KCMO. And you'll get a two-for special. You can call 800-544-8939. That's 800-544-8939. And enter code KCMO. MyPillow.com, enter code KCMO. All right, so this should be good on Friday. Friday, Carly Fiorina is going to face off, pardon the expression, with the hosts of The View because of what the hosts of The View said about Carly's face during the debate on CNBC. Here are some of the catty comments they said the day after.
Guess who had the most speaking time? Just take a guess.
Fiorina.
You saw my notes,
no,
didn't you?
No, I did not. Because yeah. I noticed that
Harley
they let
Perrin
her talk.
Had the most speaking time, yeah. then followed by Rubio, Kasich,
but I don't
Trump.
But one thing she said, that's
I
the beauty of it.
What did she say?
You know what Carly said, which really made me laugh?
Three pages.
She kicked off, I don't know what's happening, she kicked off her thing saying, what? You know, people tell me that I didn't smile enough during the last debate. She looked demented. I mean, she did not, her mouth did not downturn one time.
That's
she was like,
a Halloween mask. I love that.
A smiling Fiorina. Can you imagine?
I think demented is a strong word, but it looked like she'd been practicing that for a long
for
time.
Weeks.
And she
I
did get some affirmation
comic,
from
she
Trump.
Means demented. I think as a comic, right. I have to stand up for the words we use.
Okay, if I had to listen to that show every day, I would throw a fire extinguisher through the window here on the sixth floor and leap to my death.
I can't stand listening to it even though I think we need a moratorium on all view clips. Nobody watches the show. Our audience doesn't watch it. They just spew, opinions. They just like I like sharing an opinion. They have opinions. It's frequently opinions I don't agree with. But all right, two things on Carly, though. Women hate all other women.
Yep.
Fact.
Yep.
I don't want to be a misogynist, but that's just a fact.
Yep.
You can look it up. Go on Wikipedia. Women hate women.
Yep.
So it does not surprise me that they would want to tear her down to a certain degree.
Sure.
I don't know what it is. It's just if anybody that's worked in an office, mm-hmm. primarily women, they know that there's a whole lot of passive-aggressive backstabbing.
Yes.
And two, if Carly wants to be treated as an equal, which I think she does and should be and is completely capable to lead this country just like the men on stage, that goes with the territory. We make fun of guys' physical appearance. George Bush got compared to a monkey, for God's sake.
Okay, so no more audio from the shrill harpies on The View is what you're saying. Okay, good. We will be back after the top of the hour, guys. Stick around. KCMO.